Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved and blessed prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "The one who sends salat upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, the blessed month of Muharram continues. This blessed month has a special association with the blessed Ahlul Bayt alayhimur ridwan, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. With respect to this, let's have the honor of hearing about the status and greatness of Hasnain Karimain radiyallahu anhuma. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deeply loved both of his grandsons. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, "Out of the blessed Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, who do you love the most?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hassan and Hussein." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidatuna Fatima Tuz-Zahra radiyallahu anha, "Bring my children to me." Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smelled them and embraced them as well. Hakimul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi explained this blessed hadith. He said, "There are many kinds of love. Love for children is a different kind. Love for wives is a different kind. Love for friends is a different kind. Out of children, Hasnain Karimain radiyallahu anhuma are dear to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of wives, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha is beloved of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of friends and acquaintances, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is very dear to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He rahmatullahi alayhi further said, "Why should the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not have smelled them? Both of them were the flowers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, one smells flowers. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced them to express deep love and affection." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had deep love and affection for them. A blessed hadith says, "An ibn Abbas, man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani, wa man abghadahuma faqad abghadani." The one who loves both of them, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, loves me. And the one who bears malice against them bears malice against me. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smelled both the young children like flowers and embraced them. It is wajib to love Hasnain Karimain radiyallahu anhuma. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, when this blessed verse of part 25 Surah Ash-Shura was revealed, "Qul la as'alukum alayhi ajran إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى." The respected companions عليهم رضوان humbly asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are your near relatives whom we must love?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ali al-Murtaza, Fatima al-Zahra, and both of their sons, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have learned that it is wajib and necessary to love the Ahlul Bayt. Every Muslim should love the blessed Ahlul Bayt more than his life, wealth, honor, parents, and children. Love for these blessed personalities amounts to love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sign of perfect faith. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, لا يؤمن عبد حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه. This means no person can become a perfect believer until he loves me more than his life. وَذَاتِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ ذَاتِهِ. And he loves my personality more than his personality. وَتَكُونَ عِتْرَتِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ عِتْرَتِهِ. And he loves my children more than his children. وَأَهْلِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. And he loves my Ahlul Bayt more than his family members. From the time of the respected companions alayhim ridwan to the present era, the Muslim Ummah has loved the Ahlul Bayt. Elders and children feel very proud to love the Ahlul Bayt. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi has said, there was not a single imam or reformer who was not blessed with a great share of love for the Ahlul Bayt, or who do not take pride in it prominently. According to Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, the faraiz of the religion include love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his relatives. My respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is imperative to love the respected Ahlul Bayt because they are the children of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love for them is love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a grudge against them is a grudge against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that no doubt it is necessary to love the respected Ahlul Bayt. Furthermore, it is imperative to love the respected companions alayhim ridwan. The blessed ahadith contain many excellences of the companions alayhim ridwan. It was a practice of the respected predecessors that where they gave a talk on love for the respected Ahlul Bayt, they also talked about love for the respected companions alayhim ridwan. Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahlus Sunnah rahmatullahi alayhi, preached love for the companions alayhim ridwan and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan in many places. The best Muslim is the one who loves the respected Ahlul Bayt and the respected companions alayhim ridwan from the heart. Insha'Allah, by virtue of the elevated status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will achieve intercession on the Day of Judgment. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi has said, Ahle sunnat ka hai beda par ashabe huzur, najm hai aur nau hai itrat rasulullah ki. This means, by virtue of the elevated status of the respected companions alayhim ridwan and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, the Ahlus Sunnah will sail through trials. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam declared, my companions are the stars of guidance and the Ahlul Bayt the ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. When the boat moves in the sea, one finds directions with the help of the stars. Insha'Allah, by virtue of the elevated status of the stars of guidance and the Ahlul Bayt, we will be successful. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu rested in the shade of the Holy Kaaba. Meanwhile, he saw Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and said, right now, in the sight of the creation of the sky, he is the most beloved person among the people of the world. Once, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu visited the place of Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha and said, O Fatima, I swear by Allah Almighty that I have not seen anyone who is dearer to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam than you. And I swear by the Lord that after your respected father, no person is dearer and more honorable to me than you. Similarly, once Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu held Sayyidina Imam Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu by his hand and said, in terms of ancestors, paternal uncles, and maternal aunts, he is the most honorable person. He respected Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu because he radiallahu anhu resembled the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi greatly took care of Sayyids. When he rahmatullahi alayhi distributed something, he gave everyone one piece and the respected Sayyids two pieces. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was blessed with many virtues and wonders. Let's listen to some virtues. Furthermore, we will listen to some facts about his childhood. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was blessed with the honor that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sacrificed his beloved son for him. It is narrated that one day Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu sat on the right thigh of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, the beloved son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sat on the left thigh of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Jibrail alayhi salam presented himself and said, Allah Almighty will not let both of them live with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Choose one of them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not like to lose Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. After 3 days, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passed away. After this incident, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him coming, he kissed him, he embraced him, and said, I sacrifice myself for the one for whom I sacrificed my son Ibrahim. Sayyidina Allama Jami rahmatullahi alayhi said, while explaining his virtue, that it was the status of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu that when he came in the dark, lights shone from his blessed forehead and both cheeks and illuminated the surroundings. He radiallahu anhu bore resemblance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu anhu said, the one who wishes to see the person who bears the most resemblance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the face to the neck can see Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu. And the one who wishes to see the person who bears the most resemblance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the neck to the ankles in terms of complexion and body structure can see Sayyidina Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was born on the 5th of Sha'aban in the 4th Hijri in the holy city of Madinatul Munawwara. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam named him Hussein and Shabbid. His kunya is Abu Abdullah and his title is Sibt Rasulullah and Rayhanatul Rasul. Just like his respected brother, he declared him the chief of the youth of paradise and his son. Respected viewers of Madani channel, now that we have heard that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam suggested the names of his beloved grandsons, let's listen to some manners concerning naming a child. Remember that children's rights include giving them a good name. It is also the first and basic gift from the parents to their child, to which the child attaches great importance for the rest of his life. The plane of resurrection will be established where he will be called with the same name in the court of the merciful Lord Almighty. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the day of judgment, you will be called with your name and names of your ancestors. So choose good names. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, from this blessed hadith, those people who name their child after a singer, a film actor, or mazallah non-Muslims must learn their lesson. What will be more humiliating than the children of a Muslim being called with names of non-Muslims on the Day of Judgment? Generally, in our society, a near relative, for example, a grandmother, aunt, uncle, etc., is given the responsibility for choosing a child's name. And sometimes, due to a lack of sufficient knowledge of the religion, they give children such names which do not have a proper meaning, or a good meaning, or are not correct according to Sharia. We should avoid choosing such names. Sometimes people search for a name which is not the name of any family member, relative, or neighbor. They wish that the one who will hear it will say, I have heard this name for the first time, and you have chosen a wonderful name. After listening to these words, the one who has chosen the name feels delighted. Those people should think for a moment, is this happiness not a result of the disease which is known as desire for praise? You see, we should name children after the holy prophets alayhim assalam, the respected companions and the tabareen and holy men rahimahumullah. One benefit is that a child will establish a spiritual relation with his pious predecessors. And the other benefit is that by virtue of naming him after pious personalities, religious teachings will influence his life. To gain further interesting and wonderful information about names, read the book Naam Rakhne Ke Ahkam, which is published by Maktabatul Madina. The book contains a list of hundreds of good names to name children. Furthermore, you will read many wonderful and amazing facts about naming children. In today's episode, we have learned about the virtues of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, his birth, a brief introduction, and the way the respected companions alayhim ridwan revered the Ahlul Bayt. Insha'Allah, in the next episode, we will have the honor of hearing more about Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, his sayings, his sacrifices for the religion, and his quotes as well. We pray to Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty bless us with love for the respected Ahlul Bayt. May He enable us to always revere the blessed Sayyids. May He always protect us from disrespecting them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives